What should have then happened, primarily, is that Alan and Tarin should also have been put on leave to enable investigations to be carried out. And when investigations are completed and the report has been issued, only then could they then be fired or reinstated, depending on the outcome of the investigation. But, I don't know why they've been dismissed only now. It is not a secret that the guys are incompetent. If you want to see their level of incompetence, you only need to switch on to TV or listen to the radio station.
Some are suspecting that this may have something to do with the ongoing factionalism in ZANU-PF. What do you make of that?
There is nothing that happens in Zimbabwe which does not take a factional dimension. Nothing. This includes even unblocking broad toilets in airports. It takes a factional dimension. This is how badly this country is being run.